He didn't know. Now you are sleeping, your wife has a party. No, think of it. You wake up in the morning. Those women that used to shave their lashes. You wake up. Says you. Says me. Of course, you use foundation to deceive me. As you remove foundation, you see spots, spots, spots. Did I marry a leopard? Say, no, it's me. Marriage is beyond face. Are you following me? It's beyond face. You are getting a mother for your children, a steward of your next generation. There are many things I have to say. I can't finish them in this series. Many things. You need to understand what it means to be a mother. You need to understand, because a lot of people are just getting married. Getting married. I want to get married. It's time to get married. Solomon asked God for what no king had ever asked God. God said, you didn't ask for riches. You didn't ask for long life. You didn't ask for the life of your enemies. I give you all of them. Because his mother crowned him. Would you be able to crown your son? Will you be able to crown your son or your daughter? Will you be able to crown them? The Bible says a wise son removes shame. If you raise your son to be wise, you will not be ashamed when he's grown. It's up to you. It's up to you. Billy Graham said something. He said, I wish my mother beat me more. I would have been a better man. There's something about the mother. When Moses was born, his father, what did his father do? I wish we had time. You would have seen that the mother was the one that hid, she hid him for 3 months. Because every woman was going to throw away their sons. Every woman. And that's abortion. The child you abort today is actually the abortion of the destiny. That child could be your deliverer. God has forgiven you if you've aborted. God has forgiven you. He doesn't hold that against you. But from this point on, this message you're hearing, don't try it. You have knowledge now. Because knowledge is always commensurate with judgment. You didn't know. Now you know. Now to terminate a pregnancy is a termination of a destiny. And that child could be your Moses tomorrow. Look at James Robinson. His mother was raped by a medical doctor, because mother was a nurse. And she wanted to abort the child. And the first doctor said, I believe there's something special about the child. The second one said, I believe there's something special about this child. And they left him. So she went to pray. And that, God, what will you do with this child? This is a child. I was raped. And God said, this child will bring joy to the world. So she felt that it was going to be a girl. So she wanted to name him Joy. And she saw that it was a boy. She named him James. And he's feeding people all around the world. What could the mother have enjoyed from that son? She enjoyed. Bear the shame. Because you're carrying a destiny, not a fetus. Many men have cut off their own sons. Say, abort it. Abort what? God never wastes his seed. If she's pregnant, let the child be born. Let the child be born. See? Let the child be born. Go and pay a bride price. Marry her as a young man. You need to understand this. Because a lot of women who don't know that what God gave them was a child that should be crowned. He gave you precious children. If you're a believer, the Bible says your child is clean. Precious children were given to you, but you don't raise them. You don't pray for them. You don't bless them. You don't do anything. Your life is just zero. Your prayer life is zero. So the child now is vulnerable to what? to the hawks of life. That's why the mother hen, as the hawk is flying, come as our children. Where is your prayer covering over your child? Where is your prayer covering? Do you have a prayer life even? Many mothers don't have a prayer life. So all their sons are just rebellious. When they gave me cigarette, I said I cannot smoke it because of God and my mother. My mother was not there. She would not catch me. There is no espionage camera in my body. I don't have any implanted device in my body for them to know I smoked. But I had been raised. And she had a prayer life. Do you have a prayer life, mothers? When you arrange your children, I pray for this one. You pray for that one. You take the next name. You pray for him. Father, in the name of Jesus, he is far from evil boys. They will not influence him. In the name of Jesus. For girls, you pray these prayers. You waste the precious child. God, see, every time, see, a lot of people have broken God's heart because of what their children turned into. I grew up in worry. But there's no worry in me. Wafi is not in me. It's not in me. I was raised amongst them, but I had a covering. That's why people always ask me, is your father a pastor? I say, no. So you're different. You act differently. You talk differently. Who are your parents? I said, they're just Anglican church members. And they raised you like this. The bishop's son is in the court. Why are you like this? My mother could pray. My mother could pray. Your mother. You're choosing a wife. You're looking at lipstick. You forget that lipstick used to clean. You're looking at fingernails. She could remove it and put another color. The most important thing are spiritual values. I'm not meaning all the ones that ladies faking for you in church. Oh, bless God. Oh, I was touched. It's none of those ones. When she's under pressure, how does she react? That's when you will know who we are, when you're under pressure. When you don't allow the woman to have her way, the lady you are dating, say, come, I don't like when it... You say, sorry, it's over. That's, you're going to trust your seed with this individual? Or should teach your child? There's more to say, but we can't bear them now. Bow your heads in Jesus' name. Thank you. If you're married, you need to start talking to God for grace. For grace. For grace. For grace. You need to know what it means to be a parent. Those children, you'll give account of them. You're joking with them. You will meet God. You will meet God.